Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm joined by Mr. Larry Grover, who has challenged the courts concerning a child support ordered by the courts for him to pay. This is California courts, right, Mr. Grover? And welcome to our program, by the way.
Yes, Bill, thank you very much. It was the Los Angeles County.
All right, and you're challenging it. How much do you pay, by the way? You have four children. How much do you pay?
The court ordered a summary payment each month in the amount of $1,000 per child, to the total of $4,000 a month. And I'm underlining the word ordered because this is what we are protesting. And we identify as the number one reason why there are such people as so-called deadbeat dads. And we don't appreciate the term deadbeat because we don't think there really is such a thing as a deadbeat dad. What we think there is are courts at ordering men to pay basically to love their children, and they're doing it at the point of a gun.
And why do you say at the point of a gun? Because it's enforced by the law.
Because it's enforced by the law, yes. And in essence, it is at the point of a gun. And I was ordered by the County of Los Angeles to pay my ex-wife child support in total of $4,000 a month in 1999. And I stopped paying this as of 3 years ago.
Now, why did you stop paying it?
Well, I can give you the long answer, the short answer. But really, the point is, I was speaking with a very bright guy by the name of Tad Bartmaster, who works with me at Culver Print, one of my shift supervisors. And he asked me about the child support process. And he said, are you ordered to pay child support? And I said, yes. And he asked me, why do you have to be ordered to pay child support? Why do you have to be ordered to support your children? And that opened my eyes because I didn't have an answer to that question, Phil.
And well, they order it because many men fail to pay.
Well, and here is the fault in your logic. And this is what I tell people who come up with that answer. And I'm not saying that you're predictable, but it is the answer. They order it because some men fail to pay. Men fail to pay child support because they do not want to be ordered to love their children. And it's an insult to a man to be ordered, love your children, support your children. And the reaction to being ordered to love your children would then be to not follow the directive, because it is an insult to you as an individual.
All right, well, your thinking has been that the reason why there are so many deadbeat dads is because they're being ordered to do this, and that it is an insult, okay? But what about the kid?
Well, it's an insult because the court is automatically taking the ex-wife's word for it, and the father is not reliable, so they order you. I am not. Currently, Phil, I don't pay child support, not because I don't love my children. My children know that I love them. We get together, I've got weekend visitation with my kids, and I tell my children that I love them. And I tell my kids if they, I discuss it with them. I tell them that their mother is being a little ridiculous with going to the court and trying to get me to pay something that I would gladly pay if I didn't have the County of Los Angeles sticking a finger in my face and saying, you're going to do this at the point of a gun. It's anathema, and it's against what I was paying, as I mentioned, $4,000 a month until I had my conversation with Mr. Bartmaster, who pointed out that I was being insulted. I'm called a gold brick and a thief, and I don't know any man who could put up with that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In the meantime, the kids suffer.
No, I think you're wrong about that. As I mentioned to you, the kids are not suffering. I've got my children on the weekend. I have the opportunity to tell them that I love them and that this isn't about them. It's about the courts ordering me. And I'll tell you something, Phil. The kids all laugh at how silly it is and how their mother could be so insulting and selfish. And
Eventually you're going to go to jail if you don't pay. I mean, they put your face on a website. And the truth is, do you know how many men get noticed? I mean, on websites where there are deadbeat dads, That's not a good place to be, okay?
Well, let me give you the other side of that. It so happens that when you get on a deadbeat dad website, a lot of women notice you. The court may notice you, the police, but a lot of women notice you because they see a man. A lot of women are attracted to the men who are on the deadbeat dad website. I'll tell you why. Because women who see men there know that those men are standing up for something, that they're not going to be pushed around. And some women see these men as men who won't have to necessarily be financially drained by a court order, and that that money could be used later on as a dowry. So I will tell you something right now. Having your face on a deadbeat dad website is the next best thing to placing a singles ad for some women.
Well, I've never heard that before.
No, I know. These are things that you're not going to hear because they won't tell you these things. They tell you, oh, it's a terrible thing. It's humiliating. Many women see men on deadbeat dad websites for who they are, men who are standing up to a court that sticks a finger in their face and breathes the hot breath of injustice on them and says, you're going to do this.
All right. You're listening to Mr. Larry Grover on The Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And we're talking about child support. And the reason why you're not paying it, and you claim why a lot of men don't pay it, is because the court is ordering you to. And that order is an insult because you shouldn't have to be ordered to love your children.
That is exactly right. And if the courts had any respect for the ex-husbands and the fathers of these situations, they'd have a little bit more sensitivity, and they would say, you understand that you are to pay $4,000. You know, how much can you pay, et cetera, et cetera.
And well, see, there's a formula, though, isn't there?
Well, there is a formula.
I mean, they put your income into on some disamaster, and they come up with a number.
Well, that also is unfair, because what they're doing is they're basically saying, not only are you going to love your children, but you're going to love them to the tune of $4,000 a month. No man has to be ordered to love his children. That's number one. Number two, no man has to be told what his kids need. So what the many states, if not all states, are doing, when they order a man to pay child support, they're saying, you're too stupid to know what your kids need. You're too stupid or too uncaring to love your children, so we're going to tell you to do it. And guess what? When they say that, what do we automatically do?
Well, you're saying that all men automatically?
No. I'm saying that some men automatically say, well, you know what? Now that you're putting it that way, I'm not going to pay.
Well, what about the men who do pay?
I'm sorry?
What about the men who do pay what the court has ordered?
I don't think highly of any man who meekly goes along with the proposition that a court has to tell you how much your kids are worth and how much you should love them. Otherwise, I would have been glad to pay that child support.
All right, let's say this for a moment, Mr. Grover. If the court left it up to you...
If the court left it up to me, I would have gladly paid $4,000 a month, if not more.
How much would you be willing to pay?
I could pay whatever I feel my children need. And I'd be glad.
So in other words, you would pay up to $5,000 a month or $6,000 a month?
Absolutely.
Then why don't you?
Because of the insult of them telling me to. Do you understand? And this goes to the very heart, I think, of men.
No, I honestly don't understand.
Phil, it goes to the very heart of what men are about. I'd be happy, and in point of fact, I can afford to probably pay my wife child support around $8,000 a month. That's $2,000 per child. But because the court stuck its finger in my face and said, you're going to do this, guess what? I'm not going to pay anything.
Is that the very heart of this disrespect?
Absolute disrespect. Not only that, but the devaluing of me as a man and treating me as if I don't know what my children are worth and telling me I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I didn't take it from my wife, my ex-wife, I should say, Phil. I didn't take it from bosses. What makes you think I'm going to take it from the federal government or from a state government?
All right, look, you're on a deadbeat dad website. Eventually, the county comes looking for you.
No, they absolutely not. No, they don't. And I'll tell you why they don't.
They don't put deadbeat dads in jail. I happen to know that they do.
Well, they put a few. They make an example out of a few. But most deadbeat dads they never touch, and I'll tell you why. because the county of Los Angeles, as I'm sure other counties, are ashamed of themselves for having to stick a finger in your face, a gun in your ribs, and pushing you around. They're not going to go after a deadbeat dad, because they know that by going after a deadbeat dad, they show the world what they are. Insensitive to the needs of children and to families.
Wait a minute. The counties in the United States of America, the various counties that enforce child support laws, are insensitive.
Absolutely insensitive, because they're telling the child, your father hates you and is too stupid to know what you're worth. And we won't sit still for it any longer.
All right. Who do you represent, by the way?
I speak for a lot of fathers who, if not all fathers, who pay child support. I mean, a lot of guys do pay child support because they're scared. And a lot of them are weak. But not weak in the sense that they're weak men, but they're weak when it comes to standing up to the face of authority and saying, I am my own man, and I'm very happy to pay child support, but when you tell me that I've got to, now guess what? I'm not going to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking to Larry Grover. Mr. Grover is in arrears in his child support payments. I got to ask him how much exactly, but he doesn't pay because he was told to. And when you tell a man to pay child support, you're basically telling him you're too stupid or you don't love your kids and you don't know what they're worth, so we got to tell you. Now, he finds that insulting, and other men who are deadbeat dads find it insulting. He is on a deadbeat dad website, and he says that when your face is on a deadbeat dad website, you get women calling you, because some women are attracted to men who, and I'm going to quote him directly, who stand up for something right, end quote. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Well, it's the issue of child support again here on the Phil Hendry Show, as we talk to Mr. Larry Grover about it, and we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But you said you'd be glad to pay up to $8,000 a month in child support.
Absolutely. But now, because my wife decided to go to the courts in the county of Los Angeles and have the courts in the county of Los Angeles put a gun in my face and say, you're going to do this or you're going to do that. Well, guess what? Now I'm not going to pay anything.
Even though you were ordered to pay less.
I don't, exactly, Phil. I was ordered to pay $1,000 a month per child. That's $4,000 a month.
But you'd be willing to pay double.
Absolutely.
But so why don't you?
Because they insulted me by telling me, basically, you're too stupid to know how it is to care for your children. And that's what child support is, Phil. Court-ordered child support is telling a father, you're an idiot, and you have to pay child support.
But some men are idiots. Some men...
That's a very, very small minority of men, Phil, compared to the overwhelming majority of men who would pay child support, but now they don't because the courts in their part of the city basically, kicked them between the legs. That's what a court-ordered child support is. It's going up to a man who loves his children dearly and kicking him right between the legs, hard and with a steel-toed boot.
All right, 1-800-449, I don't know if I would go that far.
Well, you've got to be a father to know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sheila, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Okay, I just have a question. If he really loves his kids, like he says, does he see him at all?
What's that, ma'am?
Does he see his kids at all?
I've got visitation with my children every other weekend and on Wednesday nights.
Okay, and so you're saying you love them to death, but you're not willing to pay anything?
I'm willing to pay. But I'm not willing to have the court tell me I got to pay.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Have you been paying?
I had, until I had a conversation with a very dear friend of mine, a guy by the name of Tad Bartmaster, who is basically responsible for the machines that we use in our print shop. And he said, when they tell you you've got to pay child support, isn't that like saying...
But what about the women that have to pay child support to the men?
No, you're paying for the child. That's what you're paying for.
Okay, so when the women pay the man, when the man takes custody of the kids, then they should be paying whatever they want to pay.
Well, I don't. That's such a small minority. It doesn't really matter if it's a small minority.
It doesn't figure into
the conversation because it's a sliver.
Why?
Because it has really nothing germane. It's a small minority of people.
How do you know? You have all these men that are
exactly.
loving their kids dearly, and they're fighting for custody.
You've got
and especially when they have split custody, they don't have to pay anything.
The women that are paying.
So if you were fighting for custody for your kids half the time at your house, half the time at ours, you wouldn't be paying anything, would you?
Well, I don't know what the lady's talking about, Phil. I'm simply saying that.
What are you saying, Sheila, about custody?
You know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Custody. I'm talking about child support. Two different things.
My wife,
I have visitation.
If you have split custody with your wife,
I have visitation
with
my children.
For your kids to be at your house half the time, you
won't
have to.
This is why I got divorced. This is why I got divorced. Right here.
What do you mean?
Well, this lady here, who, with all due respect to the lady, she won't listen to her. What? What? This is what women do.
That's why you got divorced? No, I think you got divorced for a lot. That's because you love your ego more than you love your kids.
No, ma'am. I got divorced for my wife was screeching into a phone like this every night. While I'm trying to work for our living and trying to support my family, I'd listen to this caterwauling coming down the phone line.
Caterwoman. You know what?
No, it's called caterwauling.
I hear a baby on the phone. I don't hear a man. I hear a baby that's crying.
Well,
does somebody actually have to tell them to pay? Because
nobody has to tell me to pay. That's the point I'm trying to make. Nobody has to tell me to pay.
Exactly. Obviously, they do.
All right. Well, let me jump in here if I could, Larry. You're saying if they didn't order it,
I would have been glad to pay double what they ordered. Double. And look what my wife got herself into instead. Now she's not getting a dime because of her big mouth, and it sounds just like this.
Then you should be very proud of yourself that you stuck it to your wife, and now you're sticking it to your kids.
What's that sticking? I'm not sticking my kids. My kids understand. I talk to them about the situation.
Of course you did.
And we get a big laugh out of it.
What
do you mean you get a big laugh out of it?
I tell the kids the nature of the court order is basically telling me that I don't love my kids. I got to be ordered to love them. And the kids agree with me. You know, I'll tell you something. When it comes to child support, they ought to ask the kids. Don't ask the wife.
You know what?
Don't ask the husband.
When they come to child support, they should say, guess what? You don't want to pay? You have the option of raising them half the time.
Ma'am,
how about that?
Let me ask you this. Most men would love to have their children half the time. Most men would die to have their children half the time.
Then why don't you?
Because the women fight us on it. Oh, got you on that one, didn't we? Oh, ow.
So. Not
ouch.
Anymore, they don't.
3 points
not
from the top of the arc. No, I got all net with that.
I'm completely upset that you were a complete jerk.
Wait a minute.
See, listen, when women get out argued, they call you a jerk, which is female for a-hole. And I will tell you this much, Sheila.
I wanted to talk to call you an a-hole.
I guarantee you're divorced.
Actually, I've been married for 15 happy years, and we have 3 children, never been divorced. At all.
Why don't I believe you?
Because every woman that calls in is a bitter divorced woman.
Well, I mean, that's a
every
good point.
Every woman that makes a point is a bitter woman.
How do you
every
know? You're the
woman
first
woman that fights you is a bitter woman.
You're the first woman I've talked to. How do you know? Most women I get along with. And by the way, you're probably upset because I told the truth about the Deadbeat website. Women call the men.
I could care less. Let them sign up on the Deadbeat website. I don't care if you
women
pay for your kids or if you don't, but you know what?
And
don't use your bruised ego as an excuse not to pay the
$4,000. You know what you're upset about is you anticipate your husband dumping you for a younger woman.
You know what I'm upset about? The fact that you think you know what I'm upset about.
Well, why are you upset?
Because. You know why I'm upset?
That's another one. Another 3-pointer.
Because your bruised ego.
You know, I'm two for two on 3-pointers.
$8,000 to your wife or your kids, you think she would take you to court for four?
Ma'am, I don't have to be told to love and support my children. But
apparently you do.
But this is the last need of the groin that women leave you with before they walk out the door. Oh, I'm going to go to the court and I'm going to have them order you to pay child support.
Well, usually you walk out what you walked in with, so you must have had a half one when you walked in the marriage.
What? I don't understand. You know, you sound just wait. Is this Karen? Is this Karen?
Her name's Sheila.
She sounds like my ex-wife.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, that's tough too, because she reminds me, saying a lot of these women are the same. But one of the things that...
We're back on the air here with, excuse me, Larry, but we're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Larry Grover with us. He has not paid child support in 2 years. He's on a deadbeat dad website. And you run the risk, Mr. Grover. I know you don't think you'll be arrested, but there is the threat of it. Can't your wife call the DA?
Call the DA, Mr. Henry, and inform the DA that I am in arrears on child support. The district attorney of the County of Los Angeles, as well as the district attorneys of a variety of counties across the country, have far more things on their desk than going out busting deadbeat dads. And the proof is in the pudding. Those guys you see on a deadbeat dad website, they can find them. They know where they are. Those men have Social Security numbers. Those men have addresses. Those men have checks that can be garnished. But because they don't want to go out and arrest these men, they put them on a deadbeat dad website. And why do they not want to go out and arrest them? Because the court knows deep in its heart that it's way over the line. Sticking a gun in my ribs, putting a knee to my groin, holding my face down basically in a skillet with hot oil in it and saying, you're going to do this.
Where are you getting these metaphors of holding your face? And
Mr. Henry, when you tell a father that he's got to pay this to children he already loves and already would be willing to support, you are forcing his face into a skillet full of hot grease. It's exactly the same thing.
All right, 1-800-4...
You don't think so?
That's a gruesome...
You better believe it's gruesome.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Marquise. Marquise, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's up, Phil? I just wanted to, lightly comment on the subject of deadbeat dads. Honestly, I don't agree with the guy here. Child support, it's
are
not
you
about...
Are you a father?
Yeah,
because only a father understands what we're up against.
I'm a dad. I have a son. He's one. So I mean,
did you?
I'm not married.
You're not married.
No, but I mean, me and my girlfriend. I mean, we support our son together. In our apartment. I support her. She supports me. It's a community thing.
What do you mean?
But
I don't understand. You're not married.
You're not married,
and you've got a kid. Is that what the gentleman?
Yes. He had his girlfriend.
Isn't that kid illegitimate then? I mean, technically.
I mean, it's not about me right now.
I'm talking about the kid. Is the kid technically illegitimate?
What do you mean illegitimate?
Meaning the mother and father are not married, which technically makes the child a bastard.
Whoa, man. Come on, now watch that.
No, I'm using it in the classic definition of the word bastard means illegitimate child.
No,
he's living with his mother and father.
No, I have my own apartment.
It's
the definition... definition of a bastard is a person who doesn't have a father, and I'm there for my son.
Yes.
So, about your issue.
All right, I didn't know how it worked. I know you're sleeping with the mother, but I...
Well, you just let the man finish.
Okay. The thing about the child support is that you're not there to support the mother. When you were married to your wife, you split everything. You split bills, you split utilities, electric, water. Now the mother is by herself paying for all those bills that the children are using up. You're not there to support her on that. You have your weekends, you go out, you buy him ice cream or whatever, you buy him clothes here and there, that's fine. But overall...
When you divorce a woman, Marquise, and this, I hope this never happens to you, she will turn the faucets on in the bathtub, let's let the water run all weekend, just to run the water bill up. Now, I've seen this happen. She'll just water the lawn for 4 days.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. There's men out there know what I'm talking about.
Well, sir, still, you have to understand that she has other, she has to pay for the expenses that the child uses.
Yeah, but most of those expenses are her going out and getting, her nails done.
Oh, come on, man. Look at Larry.
Mr. Henry, are you a father?
I'm a stepfather, okay? And I know that I have to contribute mightily to the support of my stepkids, which I'm happy to do. There's a lot of women out there, man, they got no bread and they have no way of collecting the money.
If they didn't stick a gun in the man's
ribs... What do you mean, stick a gun in his ribs?
They're ordering me to do it. Why can't they ask?
Well, I mean, how much were you paying her before? You said
When we were married, I just took care of the expenses. When we got divorced, she immediately goes to the county of Los Angeles, and they call me up and they say, "Guess what you're going to do?" They might as well have said, "Guess what you're going to do, punk." And I said, "No, thank you."
And you know, the court has to create some kind of a record to know what these children are entitled to. You call it an order. It's basically the court creating a record.
Mr. Henry, I'm threatened with jail and worse.
But you have to understand that the kids, as well as the mother, need support. The mother is doing it by herself.
I don't know the mother. I'm not going to support her. What am I supporting her for? She's not my...
Well, I mean, because she's supporting your kids.
Well, I support my kids, yes.
You support your kids on, you know, a weekend basis. What about
No. I don't support it.
You're not supporting your kids at all.
Yes, I am.
I'm supporting my kids.
No, not you. I mean this guy.
No, you said he's not supporting his kids.
No, I said you aren't.
No, you're not.
No, you aren't.
No, the kid, this guy isn't.
You're not figuring out, you know, what the mother is going through as far as...
Can I ask you a question, Marquise? And I mean this with the greatest of respect.
Yes.
I noticed that you're not married to your girlfriend, and that's fine. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Is the reason why you're not married to your girlfriend have to do with... This is hard for me to ask. Does it have to do with your sexual orientation?
No.
What does that mean?
A lot of gay men marry women to give a good... You know, they want to go out and make it look good.
And if I have a son and I'm taking care of him,
there's a lot of gay men that will marry women and have kids so they can they pass as straight.
Okay.
Well, all right. So why do you ask him that?
It was just a question.
All right. Well, look at Marquise. Thank you. And you're right. And there are so many men.
I just noticed a little bit of a your tongue hits your teeth a little too often.
I'm sorry?
And is this Marquise?
Yes.
All right, say your name for me.
Marquise.
Yeah, there it goes. Marquise. So you did that.
Did what?
That's how you say it. It's French.
No. Are you pronouncing the S as a T-H?
No, Marquise.
Yeah, see, it's still.
That's how you pronounce it.
No, I know. But even though you're trying to say Marquise, it's coming out Marquise.
So will you come on?
I'm simply saying, Mr. Henry, that the courts of Los Angeles...
All right, hold on. Marquise, thank you. Very good points. I agree with everything you were saying, by the way.
Well, you're agreeing with what exactly?
I'm agreeing that, you know what? It's the kid that suffers. And by the way, I've known a lot of single mothers, man, who've been left high and dry by their husbands, so-called, and the fathers of their kids. It's a disgrace. No man can call himself a man if he doesn't support his kids. You understand?
Oh, look at that. So you're calling me what this guy was. Is that it?
What?
Are you saying I'm lisping my name? Are you saying my name's Flary? Because I am standing up for my rights. You're saying that now I say my name Lawrence instead of Larry? Are you saying that...
I'm not saying anything of the sort. I'm just simply saying that only a man supports his kids. A man that doesn't isn't a man.
Well, what are you all of a sudden? What are you, Don Corleone or something?
I'm just telling you, man. I mean, how can you look yourself in a mirror if you don't support your children?
I love my kids, and I'd be happy to support them if some guy didn't come...
I know, with a gun in your ribs and a knee to your boots. Or your...
No, a knee to my groin. Boy, are you stupid. I didn't say...
Don't call me stupid. Don't call me stupid. We're going to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Hendry. I'll be back with my guest...
Lawrence Grover.
Get him out of here. Larry Grover in just a moment.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I would rather put my eyes out with a stick from a tree than look at you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's the other thing too.
Well, hold on for a minute. Now, you're not paying child support because you feel that the county has no right to, quote, stick a gun in your ribs and order you to. You would have been glad to pay it had they not told you.
That's correct. But what I'm talking about is when my daughter shows up for our week, you know, I have weekend visitation with the kids, and my daughter showed up, and she was dressed like she was getting ready to go work a corner someplace. See, her mother sent her out looking like that.
Well, what was she dressed like?
I beg your pardon?
What was she dressed like?
Well, she had on the jeans and the whole thing. You know, where
What do you mean, the jeans?
They're wearing the skin-tight jeans, okay, and she's got on a top. It's... With the spaghetti straps, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
What, is she dressed up in heels? Has she got on lipstick?
Mr. Henry,
that's the way kids dress, man. That's the way teenage girls dress.
Well, I told her, and I told her directly. I actually called her mother because I didn't want to tell my daughter. I called her mother, and I said, boy, you got some nerve sicking the Doberman pinches of L.A. County on me when you send our daughter out looking like Jezebel of Babylon. And she says to me, just what you're saying. What are you talking about? I said, she's got the skin-tight jeans. You can see everything.
Oh, come on, man. The kids dress like that. The girls dress like that.
What do you mean the girls dress?
Go out into any mall, you're looking at teenage girls dressing with tight pants on.
So that you can see it all?
What do you mean, see it all, man?
You can make out, when my daughter wears her jeans, you can make out the two buns.
That's the point, man, when you're wearing a tight... How can you not?
So my daughter's trying to show everyone the shape of her butt. Is that it?
Dude, I can't believe you got a teenage daughter if you don't know this stuff, okay?
Well, let me tell you something, dude.
You don't have to be sarcastic.
No, I don't need the county telling me what kind of jeans my daughter's going to wear.
I don't think the county's telling you that. 1-800-449-8686. Amy, go ahead.
You know, Larry, I just have to say, you are quite the drama queen. I mean, I will do my best to refrain from caterwauling.
Ma'am, that's a reference to my sexual orientation.
You are
ridiculous.
You just called
me a queen. You called me a queen.
You are completely insane to think that a deadbeat dad website would be attractive to anyone and proves anything other than the fact
calls.
That you're a deadbeat who does not support his children, period.
How come men get calls?
You think that child support is linked to how much you love your kids?
You can't talk over me and make it not be that men get called by women who are on that deadbeat website.
Yeah, and Richard Ramirez had girlfriends, too.
You have never gotten a call from any woman other than the woman that was stupid enough to have your children.
How do you know?
There's no possible human way.
Well, see, it shows that you don't know everything, Amy.
You know, I don't propose to know everything,
it's
like but my
daughter. Fish in a barrel.
You're ridiculous. I mean, the court would not have to mandate
first you child
support
me a queen.
If there were less men like you.
Ma'am, you have impugned my manhood, which doesn't really bother me because that's the big mistake most women make. Like it's, going to bother me. You don't even know me. Number
what
two,
manhood are you talking about?
Well, you're calling me. I'm not a man, and I'm a queen. And
you
I'm
are not
a
man.
Kind of
if you were
bag.
A man, you would realize what you're doing is wrong.
So you
it's
think gay
stupid,
people,
and it's wrong.
So you think gay people are not men?
Of course they're men.
Well,
and if they
you
have
just called
they
me a queen.
Probably take care of them.
You just called me a queen.
She called you a drama queen.
It's the same thing. It's a drag queen.
Face
is what it
in
is.
The pan in the hot frying oil. What the hell is that all about? Who says that?
I'll tell you what. When you tell
you're
a man,
forcing
you know
me
what?
To do anything other than what you should do.
They are
it's
forcing
right
us.
To do.
I would love to do it. I would be happy to do it, but I'm not.
Do it.
Well, then what? Oh, listen to the mouth on you. You know, if you were married to me, I would have hauled back with a haymaker. Just
if
a roundhouse right.
I would blow my brains out. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't have to do anything.
Not before I loosened a few of your back molars.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, let me listen to her with the mouth. And I can tell you this much, Phil. Being called a queer...
She didn't say that. She said drama queen.
Drama queen, meaning that you can't just state a point. Your face has to be in a pan of frying oil.
That's the point I was
trying to put up your butt. I mean, everything is... It's a court. No one is physically threatening you.
Excuse me, ma'am. They're threatening me with jail.
Something that you should be doing.
They're threatening me with jail.
Because you're not doing what's right, moron.
No. What's right? Then why don't they let me do it instead of ordering me to do it?
And to think that your children understand...
See, she can't answer that question. I just scored another three-pointer.
What is your question?
I'm three
what is
for
your
three.
Question?
Why are they ordering me to do something I'd gladly do anyway?
You know, I have no idea. I don't
there you
know
go.
I don't know your entire
it's an
situation.
Insult. It's an insult.
It's a standard. It's a way to regulate. It's regulation.
Yeah, Amy, this is Phil. It's a standard court order. It's a standard court order for child support. It's not. There's nothing unusual about it, Larry.
Well, it is unusual to tell me. I guess what you're going to do, creep. You're going to.
They don't say creep.
Yeah, they might as well. They're speaking for the woman. See, only women that I've talked to tonight think I'm nothing more than a crawling creep.
Well, hello. Maybe we're right.
How are you right that I'm a creep?
I haven't heard a lot of support on the male side either for you.
I heard a gentleman, although, well, he was gay, and so...
He was married. He had a... Okay. I got a break, Amy. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Why'd you get rid of her? Because I was... Why? Because I was just dunking them over her head? I mean, they'd pass it in low, dunk. Pass it in low, dunk.
Yeah, that's it, Larry. You're just scoring left and right on her.
Better believe it. Low post to Larry. Score it. Low post to Grover. Score it. Score it. Oh, yes.
Get out of here, man.
low post Grover.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I've been calling.
Hold on, Larry. Nobody has done that. And if you don't want to pay child support, don't pay child support, sir. My point is this.
Yeah, what is your point, Phil? Because I've heard you take the side of these...
My point is this. If you don't want to pay the child support, and you are coming on my show to say why I think, you know, as Shakespeare said, methinks thou protestest too much.
Yeah, and?
What that means is, when a man protests his innocence a little too much, it bespeaks his guilt.
Let me ask you, what do you think you're on stage in the West End all of a sudden? It bespeaks. Do you think you're wearing tights in Central Park? Do you think...
Well, let me get to a phone call, because you don't understand what I'm saying. 1-800-449-8686. Melanie, go ahead.
I'm from a divorced family. My father was forced to pay child support.
Uh-huh.
And... I mean, you're pretty lucky that you're actually able to see your kids. Because when my father wouldn't pay the child support, he did not see us.
Let me ask you something. Do you think Mr. Hendry has any right to say it bespeaks? You know, because he starts to sound like he thinks he's better than me.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.